Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here in the program. Let's get to some headlines here brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Dolphins, they'll be practicing today. They got Monday Night Football this week against the Los Angeles Rams. Need this one if they're gonna do that whole running the table thing.
Totally gonna do it.
Oh yeah. It seems like it's in the stars, dude.
For sure. We're playing our best football right now.
What? No, I guess. Okay. The standard was,
No. We're playing.
He's not lying.
We're playing our best football right now.
The standard was pretty low.
Yeah. But
you see, everybody came out with their, all the reporters, they came out with their mid-season grades.
Uh-oh. Nothing like a list or a grade article to get you going.
It does get me going.
What is it looking?
What do you want to hear? Like, you want to get a position? I can give you grades from everybody on it?
Yes, we're going by position.
You want to go quarterback first?
Oh, yeah. Let's start off there. QB.
All right. This is, let's see. We got the.
They gotta go F because they don't have a backup.
No way.
Here's what we got. We got Palm Beach Post, Joe Shad, really? Quarterback, C-.
All right,
C-. Says Dolphins are 24th in the NFL in passing yards per game and passing per play. Tua has played well in 3 of 4 games. Skylar Thompson and Tyler Huntley did not play well in their 4 total starts.
Hmm.
All right, pretty fair. I think it's fair. I think it's a fair grade.
It's a fair grade.
I think it's a fair grade.
But when – here's the only blowback I have on this.
Yep.
When you evaluate the quarterback,
mm-hmm.
you're only evaluating the starter.
Right.
When you start bringing everybody else into the room
– position is position.
I got you, but you know where that is. This is not on Tua. I would say this. Let's look at where all this offense came from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They couldn't really find a quarterback with Washington, although they had Kirk Cousins, didn't realize they had a decent one. Then it went to Atlanta. They had a good quarterback there, went to Super Bowl. They went to San Fran, brought Jimmy Garoppolo. He kept getting hurt. So they kept fluctuating up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Right? Now they have Brock Purdy. As long as Brock Purdy is in there, that offense is humming.
Mm-hmm.
And so now part of that came down to Miami. This offense is having the same problem in every stop it makes because you need a very specific quarterback to be able to run the offense. So is it a problem that you can't find a backup, or is the problem you have an offense that's so unique to a select few that if somebody gets hurt, wherever this offense is run is going to struggle?
I think the thing that that gives them less of an out, though, is the idea that they thought the guy they had because he was here. Like, I would get that if, you know, right. It was last year with Mike White. Like, Skyler's been here. Skyler's been here.
But it's still, again, it still doesn't mean that he can do it, because you never really know until you get in those situations.
Let's get Professor Omar Kelly's grade on the quarterback. He goes, Tagovailoa has been decent, 96.7 pass rating when healthy, but decent no longer cuts it. The offense needs big plays to return, better execution in the red zone. I have waited 5 seasons for Tagovailoa to prove he's a clutch quarterback, delivering game-winning performances when the pressure mounts. And only clutch performances will save this season. That being said, gives a better grade than the Palm Beach Post. He grades him a C.
Well, here's the other thing.
Look at that.
Here, you know why that is a little skewed? Because last week he gave a game-winning drive. But then he was off the field.
Game-tying drive.
Okay, but that's still, you know. Like, you can change the wording and say, oh, whenever we needed a score, he couldn't get it done if he didn't get it done last week.
Yep.
You see, you understand what I'm saying? So where I'm going to agree, because there's been moments where they just didn't get it done, it's weird coming right after he actually just did it.
You want to Professor Perk?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Chris Perkins, his grade for quarterback. F. Whoa, Burke! Tua has been below average. Backup Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Stu Puntley were even worse. They hardly gave the Dolphins a chance to win. Tagovailoa, who missed 4 games after suffering another concussion, started in the 2 biggest games on the schedule, both against Buffalo. He had 3 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in those 2 games. Plus, he mishandled a snap for a safety in a 28-27 loss to Arizona. Not good.
Okay.
A lot of good points.
Unfortunate. Wow. Hey, listen. I don't want to take Burke's class. He's a tough grader.
I don't know.
And everybody says I'm not gullible, but I tend to look at the things as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And understand that it's easy to just put this on a guy because he's the mouthpiece of the team. But the reality is that there's a lot going into this. Now, I'd be interested. Here's the grade I want.
Hmm?
I want the graded offensive line, because everybody had questions about the offensive line early in the season.
You want the grades for the offensive line? All right.
Yeah, because I think of offensively, they've probably been better than people thought.
I mean, they were. I mean, they've ended up pretty decent, but they also had some stinkers in there too. Anyway, Palm Beach Post, Joe Shad, he gives him a C+. He says Teron Armstead ranked by Pro Football Focus as the number one tackle. They rank Aaron Brewer as number 2 center. Austin Jackson, Liam Eikenberg, and Rob Jones are ranked 42nd and 58th of their position. Eikenberg has 6 penalties. Sucks. Jackson has 4. Miami's pass protection and run blocking has improved throughout the season under Butch Berry. C+.
Okay.
Let's see. Omar Kelly loves the offensive line. He gives him a B. Says outside of allowing three quarterbacks to sustain injuries, fair. Miami's offensive line has exceeded expectations. Teron Armstead rated the NFL's top offensive tackle this season, which proves the type of impact this 33-year-old can have when healthy. The interior linemen, Robert Jones, Aaron Brewer, Liam Eichenberg, are blossoming before our eyes, which is proof that Butch Berry is a top-notch coach. Is Butch Berry the top-notch coach, or is it just having Teron Armstead?
No, one has to wonder. Because, like, I don't understand. They've run for 150 yards the last three games.
Yeah.
That's not a small feat.
Mm-hmm.
That's elite as far as running the football. It's elite. So, like.
But you would say, like, they've been good because the performance is the performance. You got to be out there.
Right. But I will say they do have a lot of the penalties on this team are just unbelievable. You're not good enough to overcome the stupid penalties they have. You're just not.
Perk gives him a B+. A lot of the same reasons. Dolphins run game is number 9 in the league, 133.9 yards per game. They've only allowed 20 sacks, tied for 14th fewest. It's kind of middle of the pack. It's been a masterful job by Butch Berry and offensive coordinator Frank Smith. How about coaching? Want McCoaching grades?
Oh, I would say C-.
Oh, C-. Froggy?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, you lose enough guys.
Yep.
Everybody's going to get a failing grade, even though, you know, it's not as easy as that. You lose both your pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what sucks about this. How much of that grade has to do with what Greer did to the roster by not signing guys and not bringing certain guys back?
Omar Kelly, coaching grade, D.
D.
Mike McDaniel has a career record of 22-22. Woo! 500 for you squares out there, which puts him and Joe Philbin at an identical spot in head coaching into game 45. Philbin's horrible company to keep, especially when we consider that McDaniel's teams have far more talent. McDaniel needs to create better game plans and smarter halftime adjustments and run a more disciplined team for this season and his tenure to get it turned around.
Oof. I agree with that. I've argued that point for 2 years, the adjustments in the second half. I will say the last two games, they have been competitive in the second half. They haven't gotten just run over.
Joe Shad, he gives them C-. He says, despite injuries, Miami can't justify losing to Tennessee, Indianapolis, and Arizona. They need to find a way to at least win one, if not two, of those games. The defense has wilted late in games, but have been okay overall. Dolphins are 6th in the NFL on third down defense, only 27th in defensive takeaways, and at times Miami's been undisciplined. The Dolphins are 9th in penalty yards, despite one game fewer than teams with more. McDaniel has given his teams a chance in recent weeks with a commitment to the run, but perhaps could have done more tweaks to the offseason and to the offense in the games that Tua missed. Special teams have been poor. That's an understatement. The bottom line is 2-6 is not acceptable to anyone, owner, general manager, coaching staff, players, or fans. Our challenge to the staff, find a way to go at least 6-3 and 7-2 on the back end. At that point, a 9-8 record would be commendable, but he gives them a C-. Not terrible.
Not terrible. I mean,
Professor Perk?
F.
Dolph.
F.
Whoa, Perk! F,
dude.
Jeez, you Perk!
Wow! Chris Perkins gives him an F.
Perk is not playing around, dude.
Mike McDaniel is 22-22, and his 2-6 mark this season is accentuated by a failed plan with a number 2 quarterback and number 3 quarterback and number 4 quarterback. The penalty issues point to an undisciplined team. Disappointing losses to Buffalo, the biggest games on the schedule, point to further failure. Yes, Tua missed 4 games due to a concussion, but that gets back to the failed plan, which points to McDaniel and Greer. By the way, the inability to get the ball to Hill and Waddle falls largely on McDaniel. He gets credit for running the football effectively the last few games against Buffalo. That was McDaniel's best as a play caller. Overall, however, this season has been an abject failure to this point. So if you guys are taking courses, be wary of Professor Perk. Not that I disagree with him.
Did you, when you were in Barry, did you have that thing? I didn't go to college, but I think there's you can look up your professor, right? Rate my professor. Did you have that?
I didn't have that. I didn't have that. In fact, you know what? Actually, one time, because I people said I had a fake major, which I didn't appreciate.
Totally fake.
You know, it's not a fake major. One podcast is not a fake major.
Come on.
But when I had to take real classes, like you still had to take like a science.
Yeah, now,
I wanted to take the science of criminology, which was like basically forensic files.
Ooh.
Filled up too fast, so I had to take actual biology.
Oh,
and one time I was so hungover that I missed my first lab. Zero. Thankfully, that guy let you drop the grade. But my grade was looking like Bam's field goal percentage close to that class that year. Until I got to the end and was able to drop that zero.
Dang, dude.
Wasn't a great first impression because you didn't show up for lab. I'm like,
you know, broadcast major, you know.
You don't need me here, baby. What are we doing, dissecting a frog?
Oh, girl. Hey, watch it.
I didn't do it either in high school.
What the?
I ain't cutting up this frog. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Never never had the chance to. Didn't have enough frogs.
Thank God. Cannibalism for you.
Would have hurt. Really would have hurt.
Unless you were going, oh, this frog looks like Cookie.
Cookie! Wake up, Cookie. Got you.
Take a break. Back after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. If you guys didn't stay up late last night, Miami Heat lost to the Phoenix Suns 115-112. No, you didn't finish it?
Boom.
Meow. 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 So the Heat lost to the Suns last night, 115-112. Kevin Durant, still good at basketball.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
For those who are not.
He is one of the few players that if he wanted to shoot every time, he could always shoot uncontested because he's so tall.
But he's so tall. He's just so smooth, right, dude.
It's a giant.
I saw Wemby's trying to do like an impression of this, and I'm like, you should just.
Looks clunky. Looks,
you know, yeah, it looks a little. This dude is smooth.
And then he did the crossover. Ooh, and took. Oh my god! I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was ridiculous. I mean, I thought really one of the plays that defined it yesterday, because it was a good game. I mean, I want to act like the Heat. It's frustrating they gave up a 15-point lead. This is what they do. I mean, like it's almost like routine. It's like, oh, the Heat are up 15 in the third quarter. It'll blow. But there was like one point where like KD, you know, KD, you think of like KD versus Jimmy. You think, oh, Jimmy's like the defensive stopper there. Man, KD bottled up Jimmy like twice on one possession. Jimmy ends up, you know, taking up a tough three. And then they get the Haywood Highsmith, of course, got the rebound because he was everywhere yesterday. Gives it back to Jimmy. He goes to the rim. No shot. I was like, come on, dude. So it really did feel like in the end of it, like you're expecting your star to come through. And KD came for the Sun, came through for the Suns, and Jimmy did not for the for the Heat. You know, it was as simple as that. And then I don't know what fart that was to end the game. I mean, that was just terrible. You know, it, that put a sour taste on a game that was otherwise good, because it's like, you guys can't even get a shot off. You can't get a shot off. Ugh, that was annoying. So the Heat dropped to 3-4. And as Marcos has mentioned, it's the playoff teams. Yeah, you know, you want one of these breakthroughs against a good team. This is a tough trip to start.
Here's the problem. You're playing well.
Yeah.
You're not playing bad, but it's...
It's coin flips. The last, I mean, you lost on 9 missed free throws the last game, and of course that third quarter against the Kings. And then this game, I mean, you lose a game with a three-point shot. One of your max guys, 5 of 21.
Why are we talking about that?
What?
Don't you have some apologizing to do?
Me?
Go ahead, Marcos.
Look, every time Klay Thompson scores more than 12 points, my DMs are flooded with, look at him now, look, you were wrong, you were wrong. I've never met someone wronger on a player than you are on Sabonis.
What is? What am I wrong about?
Perfect.
He was literally perfect.
Perfect. Literally perfect.
No, not just good for him. You constantly talk about how.
Congratulations. What has he done though, dude? Like, what has he done? What has he done?
That's perfect.
What has he done?
Perfect.
We're 7 games into the season. You guys are dazzled by fantasy basketball. What has that guy done to do meaningful winning for his team? Did you guys notice that he was on the Indiana Pacers? Now he's no longer on the Indiana Pacers. Did you see where the Indiana Pacers went last year? That's right. The Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Very good. I'm aware that Sabonis can put up statistics. So, this is what he does.
He's a marginal stat stuffer. Yep. But what do you say to a guy that has a stat line that nobody else in the history of the sport has?
Who cares? Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double, then everybody wanted him out of town. Like, who cares? Now you guys are dazzled by box score numbers
because he wasn't efficient.
He's like, yeah. Dude, he's gluten-free Joker. That's all he is.
Is he?
Okay.
Joker's out there. He'll put you 20-20-15. This guy's like, 16.
He was perfect. He played a perfect basketball game.
Who do they play?
No one has ever belittled a triple double more than someone who gets 16.
Who do they play?
Nobody's ever belittled something that's never happened in the sport.
They played the Raptors yesterday.
Oh, get out of here, dude.
Oh, okay.
The Raptors? So he did this on Kelly Olynyk's head? Guy's 40.
Well.
Wait, but perfect.
Great.
Kelly Olynyk didn't play.
Who did?
Jacob Poyatl?
Jacob Bertl?
Yeah, there you go.
Wait.
It does look like Jacob, in fairness.
Hold on.
Let's take a pause. Mm-mm.
Where's the R in this? Where's the R in this name? Jacob Poyatl. P-O-E-L-T-L. I don't think you're pronouncing it right.
Congratulations. You guys are a bunch of Sabonis fans. You guys are not loyal. You stick up for your guy.
Nobody's a Sabonis fan, but I'm saying
you're
a bit hard on the man that did something that
I wasn't hard on the man. He got a win over. I've never said the guy sucks. Bam typically does very. No, I didn't.
Can I just say Jakob?
I never said,
has better numbers than Bam this year.
Look, everybody does. Bam's stinking up the joint. What do you want me to say? The guy is stinking up the joint. You guys, we love him. I'm sure he's going home at night, like banging his head through a window. Like you think that he's feeling great about this? Nah, he sucked. He's got one good game this year offensively. One good game. When you sign $100 gazillion extension, it's not good enough. He's shooting under. How is it possible to be that tall and shoot under 40%?
Huh?
When all your shots come around the rim.
It's crazy. It's unbelievably bad. But
they say I mushed Bam. No, Bam mushed himself because he cheated.
What?
If he would have played by the right rules, we wouldn't have had that controversy.
You think this is karma because he got one over
I
on
didn't
you?
Say
on
that.
Domino's? It kind of just sounds like you
said
did.
That. Leroy mushed Bam.
Kind of
Leroy
like
didn't mush Bam. Bam got that on his head.
Didn't realize Frog Boy was a fan of Sabonis so much.
I'm just saying.
Perfect.
You love him so much, go bet on him then.
He was perfect.
I'll bet the over on rebounds. I bet he'll come through on like someone I know.
Bam stinks.
You're lashing out today. Hey, I don't like it.
A perfect triple-double, and he's still hating.
Yeah, that's right. Jakob Poeltl.
Wait, not that.
He's averaging 15 and 11 right now.
Wait. Okay, and if Bam did it against the Raptors, you guys would be like, he did it against the Raptors.
You that's not true.
He gave me that stupid stuff.
That's a you thing.
No, it's not. Dude.
No, dude, there's no – wait. There's nobody who says the other team got NBA players too, so if you have a good game, it don't matter who you're playing against. It's still an NBA player. You're the one that breaks it down. Oh, they didn't play anybody. Oh, they didn't do this. Oh, they didn't do that. To make your point, right? I don't care. I don't care who they play. They got pros too. They got first rounders too. They got max guys too.
Well, also, one game after a buzzer beater tip in. Now he's putting up a perfect triple-double. Like,
you guys act like he went and threw a complete game shutout. Like, for six. Like, congratulations. He went to the free throw line five times. Like, it's not like wasn't out there like double digits. Like, congratulations.
Double-digit what? Points? Yes, double-digit points.
No, double-digit attempts anything.
That's really efficient, though. Isn't that good, though, to score 16 or 17 on six?
That's good. That's objectively good. But, you know, it's not really expanding, you know, your arsenal there, you know?
No, it's not. No, I guess it's not.
Hey, you're terrible.
I'm not in a good place right now, okay?
Like, no, you know, kidding.
I'm not in a good place right now.
You're lashing out.
You guys want to rub Sabonis in my face today, and I'm not here for it, all right?
Al Mackey said, Jokic had 23 points, 20 rebounds, 16 assists. We're not questioning Jokic.
Did he? Jesus Christ.
Yes. I start thinking, is there anybody else on his team? That's why he want to go hang out with his horses, because every time he play basketball, he got to do everything.
I'm very scared about what he could do coming up this next game, although Bam does typically do well against him defensively. But that means that Bam's probably going to put up 4 points.
23. Did I not try to talk Marcos out of this yesterday? I told him the exact same thing you just said.
It was your fault, Leroy, because
I tried to talk you out of it.
It was I already pressed submit. It was J-Fig gave me advice.
Why don't we just do this, all right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, we got Spo because he's feeling a little frisky on the West Coast, right? Mm. He's very clearly rats off a ship on Nico.
Oh, yeah, true.
All right, very clearly. Kevin Love's coming back. Why does he just, Spo, just put the shoe on, walk around the store a little bit. What about this upcoming game against the Denver Nuggets?
Hmm?
Start Khalil Ware next to Bam.
What's the worst that could happen?
Wait. I can tell you what the problem is.
Hmm?
Okay, and this is a real problem.
I don't think so.
You know Khalil's going to be in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If Bam is not going to shoot that shot, Khalil shot, then it serves no purpose to have them both out there.
But Khalil can shoot it.
Again, if you're doing that, then you could put somebody else in. That's the point. That if you're going to have Khalil playing on the outside, you got better shooters than him. But if you're going to put him in the paint, Bam's got to take those shots. Otherwise, it's a moot point.
I just think Tyler Hero is looking around and he's like, can we get Tyler some help? You know?
That's crazy, right? Tyler's balling.
Look at these.
But I do like the energy of both Tyler and Terry, right? Mm. They're very aggressive. They're going to force the issue. And then they always seem to work well when they have that young energy out there. So, I don't know. I think Bam needs to take those shots. You worked on them. If you're not going to take them when you open, if you miss them, you got to keep shooting. Everybody else gets that. Everybody else understands that. Well, now that you have that shot, you got to take it. They're giving it to you.
It literally can't get worse for you, Bam. You went 5 for 21. You basically went an entire game without making a shot that wasn't a dunk. Like, what are you scared of? Your field goal percentage getting worse? Maybe you are, but it's hard to get worse than it is at right now.
I don't know if he has that Deion Waiters in him, though, you know? I feel like him, if he shoots, he misses. He's like, I don't want to mess up the team. Let me find where I can contribute.
I don't disagree with that.
Deion Waiters is like, well, can't get worse than this. I'm going to shoot it.
But here's the deal. That's when your teammates have to step in and say, shoot that thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It because just sucks, that's though. We've heard that with Duncan. We've heard that with a lot of other players where you go 0 for 5 and they pass it to you and they yell at you, shoot it. Until that mindset. And now, guess what? Now when Dunks get overshot, he's shooting. And I don't care what his percentage is. Bam got to have that same attitude. They dependent on him.
They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Nuggets. We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next. A bigger things in. Want to leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy show. Although Tobin and Leroy currently being show ponies around their home, it is again the Marco show. We finally got rid of him.
I apologize.
Not a problem. Not as bad as what happened to me yesterday, dude. Let me tell you. I designed an entire segment. It was National Nacho Day. Designed an entire segment.
It was indeed.
As wow. You know, our boy Leroy, not really a fan of nachos.
I know. I don't get that.
Nope. Very strange.
I don't get that.
But
I told you why.
Yeah. And it makes sense.
Because the nachos come to your table.
Yep.
They look delicious, right? But it's only that top layer.
Nah.
After everybody has get the top layer, then it's just chips.
If they do it right, it's not just a top layer. But yeah. I don't. Not everybody can do it right.
Hat off, the cheese hat off. Now, and here's why. Because here's the problem. If you get the BS cheese, right? The cream, you know what cheese I'm talking about, not real cheese. Then, if you don't hurry up and eat them, the nachos get soggy.
Senor Gato's going crazy back there, I think.
Yeah, we're about to have a standoff between Senor Gato and Sunny Bunny because I was rushing over here, didn't close the door.
Okay. I agree, but I took the task of finding three various nacho recipes I thought you would love, and I was going to convince you to join the dark side. And then about 30 seconds into the segment, Leroy goes, "Oh, that's right, I gotta go do my hit." So then he goes,
"Yeah, I was actually late."
Yes, and I'm there with like, "All right, well now I got about 15 minutes of nacho talk and no one to talk to."
So you want to do it now?
No. I mean, I did.
We can get to it, but we got to do the mixed bag first.
Yeah, we got to get into a mixed bag. And Jay Fig, I want to give her credit. She was kind enough to say, as she scrambled. And I presented my nachos to her. But, you know, enough about nachos, dude. More about mixed bag.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Frog Nachos. Huh. For those nachos that give you a little extra hop. Froggy?
Sir? Someone who probably wished they had more hops. Maybe he would have been able to contribute this. No, not Bam. I'm done bashing Bam. Because I love Bam. I want you to know this is all out of love, of course. You know,
damage is done, dude. You've taken him.
No, sir. There's one thing you taught me. If there is one thing you taught me, you can always come back. You can always.
That's true. You can always come back. All you got to do is be adorable and kind of a rascal.
That's it, man. A little sleight of hand. They'll never know. Anyway, Jason Tatum. Didn't get a chance to hop off of the bench during the Olympics. As we know, following his championship run, he didn't have necessarily the greatest time in Paris.
Jason Tatum. Oh, poor Jason. Where is everybody in the Olympics had to play?
Well, apparently, it was a top story, and Steve Kerr.
Yeah, they played yesterday.
Yeah, he had an opportunity to face him and answer whether or not he had any regrets about benching Tatum for the Olympics. This is what Steve Kerr had to say.
Even after winning the gold? So,
yep.
That's this job. You know, from the beginning in Vegas, the whole thing was, hey, we're in this together. We got 12 Hall of Famers, and we're just committed to winning. And we won the gold medal. So I don't give it a whole lot of thought other than, yeah, I didn't enjoy, you know, not playing Jason against Serbia, not playing Joel against South Sudan. Those are not fun decisions, but our guys were all amazing. They committed to each other. They committed to winning the gold medal. They brought the gold home for their country. They all handled themselves with incredible dignity and class, and that's the real story.
Yeah, and by the way, couldn't even get it done yesterday, could you, Jason? Because the Warriors went into your building and whooped your ass.
Warriors have their number, dude.
Warriors are killing it right now. Warriors, what are they, 8-1 right
now? 8-1.
They are.
Yeah, man.
And I think I saw...
Steph Curry didn't play 4 games, right?
I don't think he did. No, he was back last night, but he was out there for a little bit.
Why does Draymond look so old?
That's all Beppo.
How old is he?
I don't know. He looks old, though.
It's got to be like 35, right? Draymond Green age. He is
34.
Wow.
But look at a picture of him.
Yeah, he lets the salt and pepper go through. Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
On that same vibe. My wife was like, you want me to do something about that? And I was like, nah.
Wow.
I'm gonna let it rock, dude. I'm gonna let
she
it rock.
She doesn't want you to go Pat Riley on her?
I guess not, dude.
She's not ready for it yet?
Like two gray hairs?
No, I mean, look, I appreciate you saying that. And I'm going to make sure that I remember this, because the next time you see me in person, you're going to be like, whoa, George Clooney from Timu? What's going on here?
This is why I don't grow a beard, you know? I don't want to have to deal with the upkeep, you know?
That's fair. That is fair. And then and all that aftershave, you know? Like, wow.
Yeah. What is that, Stetson?
Stetson, yeah, of course.
Dude, I ain't going to lie.
How could you forget?
I think if you had to shave, you wouldn't know how, because you ain't shaved in so long.
Oh, that's not true, dude. I shave like a Peaky Blinder, straight edge.
Wow.
Okay. Listen. For somebody to just say that, I know they didn't shave, because I've shaved with a razor, and my face looked like a Nestle Crunch 2 days later. Ooh. I don't mess with that.
Well, you don't have that smooth hand, you know? You gotta have that surgeon hand.
Smooth hand. There you go. You're telling on yourself.
Nope. I'm not telling on myself. Realize
getting razor bumps ain't got nothing to do with a smooth hand.
You got them baldy fingers, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
It ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's just
you know what you know what you know
blame getting Justin Verde because you got potholes all over the place.
Oh, you know what that has to do with?
What?
Curly hair. Curly hair. That's it.
One more time.
Dude, nothing you've done in the last 2 minutes would indicate that you ever shaved in your life.
All time, dude. Okay. It's already grown back. It's already grown back. Like a wolf. What else you got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
We have some more out of the NBA. You briefly touched on this yesterday. We get to finally hear it. Ja Morant. Not a fan of the Lakers. This is him following their victory over the temper tantrum-led Lakers.
What is it about this Laker team? It always...
I don't like them. They knocked me out the playoffs. And then last year, we had a game, and they came in here and popped it on our home floor when I was in street clothes. So... I wasn't tonight.
I respect it. I like it. People always say NBA is a little too friendly. I like that the Lakers and Memphis Grizzlies do not like each other.
That's good. It's good for basketball.
It is good for basketball. It's good to have Ja Morant back in basketball.
Yeah, things are a little chippy. Remember we saw the DiVincenzo mad at his former team with that. That was one thing that popped off.
Snippy, dude.
And a little snippy. And speaking of snippy...
Then we had, of course, Drake versus DeRozan.
Oh, that was, you know, scary.
Drake thinks he's a player.
Yeah. I mean, he really does, though. He really thinks he's a player.
Your favorite team, the Kings, because you love the Kings so much, and Sabonis.
Okay.
You know?
Why can't we just acknowledge? Why can't we just acknowledge that the dude did something that nobody's ever done in the NBA without you having to, who was it against? And embarrassing Marcos by making him try to pronounce the guy that played.
I mean, there is no R in his name, dude. What are we doing? Come on.
What about the fact that you said Jacob?
It does look like Jacob. Yeah. If you don't know his name, it does look like Jacob.
Jacob Pulieto.
But did you see that the owner of the Kings, he wore a They Not Like Us shirt for DeRozan yesterday?
I did see that.
That's real, good support.
Real cute.
It is cute.
Yeah, it's real cute. Call me when that trade deadline comes up and that DeMar DeRozan piece is looking really good.
Angling out there goes,
not like us.
What else you got, dude?
I got a snippy Paul George. He calls the fans stupid.
Wow.
All I can say is, Paul George, welcome to Philly, dude.
It's stupid. I mean, I was a free agent. You know what I mean? I was a free agent. It wasn't something that I, you know, demanded a trade or, you know, went against the team here. Like, I was a free agent. The team presented something that was team friendly. And I did what was best for me in that situation. So there was the cheers. I appreciate them. Those were the ones that I played hard for. The boos, I didn't get it. I still don't get it when I go to Indy. But it is what it is. It's sports. You know, that's what's in sports. So, yeah, look forward to next year being back here. And, you know, more boos.
Hey, he didn't say they were stupid.
Oh, okay.
He said it's stupid.
He was talking about the Clippers fans last night.
Yeah. Right. He returned and he said they're stupid little things.
He didn't call them stupid.
I'm paraphrasing.
You did that absolutely 100% wrong.
Hold on. Let me hear it again.
It's stupid.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's stupid.
He said, what do you think about the fans booing you?
What do you think of the fans?
I was a free agent. You know what I mean?
I think really what he also could have been asked for, hey, Paul George, what do you think about them extending a guy whose knee doesn't exist instead of you? It's stupid.
Yeah, for sure.
It's stupid.
Because that's why he left. He's like, wait, you guys are going to give him the max? Old dust knees over there, he's getting the max and I'm not getting the max?
It's stupid.
He hasn't played yet this year.
He's like, what do you mean you're going to pay him?
What is this aura around him that they keep giving him extensions and he barely plays basketball?
Because when he does, he's so good.
He's so good at basketball. When was the last time he played more than 50 games?
I think he did more than 50 games. 50 is a low number. Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, he played 68 last year.
No, he did play. Yes, he did, but he got hurt in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. So that's
that was the same.
What it matters most.
Before that, 52. Didn't play in 21-22. Yeah, 52 before that, 57 before that, and then Toronto year, he obviously played 60. And then they
60 is the number for him.
60 is the number for him, yeah.
So that last means year, like 20, like, yeah, man. You give a guy a nice contract, you know, you hope you can only miss him for 22 games?
Well, listen, he almost played 70 last year, and I don't know if his knees are ever going to come back. Like, too much.
Right, you need a year off.
Too much.
Skip the Olympics, dude. That's how much.
We call that the old, let's get this money. We're going to play 60, 70 games and then get the money and then go back to 50.
Jimmy had kind of a coaster yesterday.
Why does Jimmy do that?
I don't know. It's very annoying.
I just want Jimmy to act like he is the star on this team.
You know, like, Spo does that thing where he, like, will put Jimmy with the most, like, four random-ass guys on the court, and that's,
to get,
like,
him to be aggressive.
Be like, oh. It's like, yes! That's what I want! Puts two rookies with him.
Right!
And two shooters.
He'll empty the bench, but not you, Jimmy. So guess who got to run the show?
It's like, all right, I guess it's got to be me. He goes, hey, Alec. Jimmy's looking at Alec Burks. He's like, come on, hey, buddy. Hey, Alec. I also don't like that his name is Alec.
Yeah, I hate when people do that. Can I just tell you? I have a couple of friends that name their kid Alec, right? Yeah. And I have a niece named Alexa, not Alexis.
Like the Amazon thing?
Huh?
Like the Amazon thing?
They named her after the Amazon thing?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I always say Alexa to Alexa.
I got a cousin named after the post office. Usmail. They were not very creative with that one. Usmail.
Wow.
Yeah, not good.
But yeah, so when people go Alec, you know people gonna call him Alex, right?
I'm trying. Especially it's Alec Burks.
Can I call him Alex Burke? Just move that S to the first.
Yeah, can we rearrange it like Scrabble? Yeah.
I have a male friend named Alexis. I'm always struggling with that one.
I know somebody's male whose last name is Alexis.
Huh.
A male, yeah.
Oh, man. But anyway. Crazy night in the NBA last night. A lot of drama.
And none of it happened before 11 o'clock.
Nope. Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.